This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The centre has approved 12 new greenfield industrial smart cities under the National Industrial Corridor Development Programme to transform the country's industrial landscape. Addressing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, projects span across 10 states and strategically planned along 6 major corridors. The government has also approved a proposal to conduct e-auctions for 730 private FM channels in 234 new cities. The estimated reserve price for this auction is over 784 crore rupees. The cabinet has also accorded approval for progressive expansion of the Central Sector Scheme of Agriculture Infrastructure Fund. This will significantly enhance and strengthen the agriculture infrastructure in the country and support the farming community. The Union Cabinet has decided to provide financial assistance to the state governments of Northeastern Region for development of hydroelectric projects. This scheme has an outlay of 4,136 crore rupees, which will be implemented from 2024-25 to 2031-32. Under the scheme, a cumulative hydro capacity of about 15,000 megawatt will be supported. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved 2 new lines and 1 multi-tracking project of Indian Railways at an estimated cost of 6,456 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday chaired the meeting of the 44th edition of Pragati, the ICT-based multimodal platform for proactive governance and timely implementation involving the centre and state governments. It was the first meeting of Pragati in the third term of NDA government. In the meeting, 7 significant projects were reviewed, including 2 projects relating to road connectivity, 2 rail projects and 1 project each of the coal, power and water resources sectors. The cost of these projects totaled more than 76,500 crore rupees. The projects relate to Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Jharkhand, Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Gujarat, Odisha, Goa, Karnataka, Chhattisgarh and Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Modi emphasized the fact that every official in the government must be sensitized. During the interaction, the Prime Minister also reviewed Amrit 2.0 and public grievances related to Jal Jeevan Mission. These projects together, inter alia, address water issues in urban and rural areas. Mr. Modi said that one needs to take benefit of initiatives such as PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana to meet the growing energy needs of cities. 1990 batch IPS officer of Bihar Cadre, Rajwinder Singh Bhatti has been appointed as a Director General of Central Industrial Security Force, CISF. IPS officer of 1990 batch Uttar Pradesh Cadre, Daljeet Singh Chaudhary has been appointed as the Director General of Border Security Force, BSF. Mr. Chaudhary is presently working as the Director General of Sashastra Seema Bal. Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal yesterday approved the wage structure revision of the major port workers. A memorandum of understanding was signed between the Bipartite Wage Negotiation Committee and Indian Port Association for the revision of wage structure and address other service conditions, including pensionary benefits. The Ministry of Road Transport and Highways has launched the Voluntary Vehicle Modernization Programme, or Vehicle Scrapping Policy, to create an ecosystem for phasing out unfit polluting vehicles across the country. The program and policy will be implemented through a network of registered vehicle scrapping facilities and automated testing stations. In this regard, Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari had a detailed interaction with the CEO's delegation from the Society of Indian Automobile Manufacturers at Bharat Mandapam. Hockey India named an 18-member Indian men's hockey team for the prestigious Asian Champions Trophy scheduled to begin in Ulaanbaatar, Inner Mongolia in China from September 8 to September 17. The defending champions, India, will be led by ace track flicker Harmanpreet Singh and will be supported by an experienced midfielder, Vivek Sagar Prasad, as the vice captain. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.